Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind as we kick off hour number two of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Still to come here, we've got bad news about guns coming from two places, New York City as well as New Orleans. Also, the Scientology NASCAR. God and the founding of America. We've had the claims made recently yet again here on Free Talk Live that America's a Christian nation. Well, is it? Was it really founded as a Christian nation? We'll explore that a little bit here coming up, and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. In fact, we're going to start things out here by going to the phones because we have Paula on the line in Florida. Ladies come first. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, hi, hon. I just want to let you know that I just chewed out the president last night. I sent him a fax. And I chewed him out
sure
about
it. What's his fax number?
Huh?
What's his fax number?
202-395-1232.
Huh.
It goes right to his desk. Huh?
Yeah. See, wow, you got his desk fax number. That's
I'm his
awesome.
Cousin. You but what? Anyway, I chewed him out last night, and I chewed him out about everything. And I told him about this globalist thing. I said, we are the government. We are the people of this country. And I said, nothing like this is going to happen here. I said, we're not going to allow it. Then I chewed him out about Iraq. Then I chewed him out about the uranium poisoning.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you better get the guts up to stand before this this country and apologize for what you've done. I said, you are going to answer to God for what you've done.
Let us know what he says, Paula.
Oh, well, he jumped up this morning and said, all of a sudden, all the Mexicans are going back to Mexico.
What? All the Mexicans are going back?
Yep.
How's he getting them back?
Where did you hear this?
It was on TV earlier today.
Wait, it was on.
I haven't heard anything about this.
Yeah, it was on the news earlier this morning.
Why wouldn't the news be reporting? I mean,
it was. It was on the news.
I went to Drudge, and that would have been the top story. But that's
it was on C-SPAN too.
Hmm. He's going to deport all the Mexicans to Mexico.
Yep, he said they're all going back.
How's he going to do that, Paula?
He said something about he was going to build some places there to hold them till they could get them all back.
Yeah,
back down there. But anyway, then
how's
I
he
going
now? How's he, now? Do you support him on that? Do you support that? You think that's
good idea?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
We can't afford this. The globalists are doing this. They're trying to bring the country down. They planned this a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
They planned between Iraq and this to bring the country down.
Now, Paula, how are they going to go about getting all these Mexicans to where they can deport them?
They're going to have to find a way, aren't they?
That's why I'm asking you. How are they going to do that?
They're going to do it one way or the other.
What's that
mean?
I
told him, I said, you're going to stand up before this country, and I said, you're going to apologize. I said, you're going to answer to God for what you've done.
Or else,
and
huh?
Then I chewed him out about the shootings going on there in Iraq, how they're just shooting women and children's heads off walking down the street. I mean, this is crazy. Anyway, I chewed him out about everything.
Our soldiers are shooting women's heads off while they're walking down the street?
Yeah, that's what they've been doing, too.
Good Lord.
That's amazing.
But anyway, then I called for Rumsfeld's arrest for aspartame poisoning. My grandson's dying from my brother-in-law's dying from
it. Rumsfeld poisoned your grandson?
Yeah, aspartame causes tumors all through your body.
Now, what does Rumsfeld have to do with aspartame?
He and the little buddy at FDA, they did this together. There's a place you can go to Amazon, and I've got all the information here.
Oh, that's
okay. And you can get this off of theirs. It's called
Sweet World. Do you think
World,
that? Now, wait a minute. Do you think that President Bush is going to arrest his own, guy who's in charge of essentially the Pentagon?
I don't care what he's in charge of. He is a murderer.
Well, I would agree with you on that point. I mean, he's certainly responsible for the death and the killing that's gone on in Iraq.
I told him if they didn't do it, I'll have his job, too. And all the reps know about this, too. And they're going to take this before
you're
the
You're going to pull
committee.
Some strings, huh?
Huh?
You're going to pull
his fax number.
You're going to pull some strings and have his job, huh?
Well, I tell you, I'm a presidential family myself, and I'm not going to stand for this.
Right. Paula for President, 2008. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
You know, if she's related, I've just about had it with the Bushes, just so you know.
1-800-259-9231. I wonder if that was really his fax number.
I don't know. I didn't exactly run to my computer and type it down to save it.
Oh, my goodness. You can actually.
It sounded authentic. She just rattled that baby off.
Right.
It's not like she was not lying about having faxed that to whatever that number was.
Whether or not he actually read the fax or even cared is another question. We actually got chewed out a little bit via email for only giving Paula a little bit of time last night because we sort of laughed her off the air with her whole aspartame poisoning claim. And we really didn't focus on it too much. But I'm sorry, just to focus on aspartame as the world's most evil drug, I think is a little bit silly. There's no doubt in my mind that if you inject rats with a whole lot of aspartame, something bad might happen to them, which is usually how these experiments are done.
Look, I'm concerned about this kind of stuff, and I've read studies on aspartame, And I've looked into it because I was going to start drinking Diet Coke. I made a conscious decision to switch mm-hmm. over. And, you know, they haven't got anything anything that says that aspartame causes tumors all over your body or anything like that. There's no evidence of it at all. I still think that
but even if there was
the yellow
rats,
stuff tastes better. But
even if there was rats that were given cancer because they had a bunch of aspartame injected into them, that doesn't translate. It doesn't follow. It's a non sequitur that humans would also get brain cancer from that. I mean, even if there was a study like that, and that's how they always do it. Whenever they come out and they say, so-and-so chemical is bad, it's because they've been injecting rats with thousands of times the normal dosage of these products. And then last night she also said that, I asked her, well, how many Diet Cokes would it take to get you brain cancer? She said, oh, not very much.
Yeah, like three or four.
Oh, come on. Look, anybody that's worked in retail knows, anybody that's worked in like a department store, grocery store, knows the excessive amounts of diet colas and sodas in general that the American population drinks. I mean, billions. This is a multiple billion-dollar industry with people consuming 6-packs, 12-packs. I mean, we're talking multiple diet sodas every single day, a constant flow, if you will, of this chemical into people's bodies.
Where's the
breakout?
Yeah, I must drink five of them a week for several months now.
Where are all the tumors at? It's just not happening. It's scare tactics and paranoia. Now, look, I agree with the end game. I agree. Don't drink diet sodas. Water's way better for you. People should drink water. But it's not because you're going to get a brain tumor. It's just because water's better for you. That's all. Let's continue with the calls to...
You just like water because you're cheap.
It's cheap as well. That's the other bonus. Don in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Howdy, guys.
Hey, Don, what's on your mind?
You was just talking about taxes, school taxes especially.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that it sort of falls hand in hand with the car that I called you about last week. But anyways, after you understand about where the car is and how it got to where it is.
What car are you talking about? I'm sorry.
I mean, your car. It's never owned by you once you register it. Same goes along with your house.
Right.
Once you go down and you go to Mr. Banker and say, oh, Mr. Banker, please give me a loan, the first thing out of his mouth is, okay, we'll give you the loan. However, you're going to register the deed. Well, in order to register the deed, you will sign a contract. In the contract, it will, you know, it basically says, although they put it in there a little with gobbledygook, if
yeah,
you will.
Yeah, at least.
But they turn right around and say that that house is actually owned by the county and or the state.
Well, now the proof that what you're saying is true, Don, is what happens when you don't pay. I mean, when you don't
pay... They take back their house.
That's right. It might take them 5 to 10 years to actually get around to it, but absolutely, they will then prove to you that you don't really actually own the home that you believe that you do. It's pretty despicable, isn't it?
Well, there is a way out of it.
Oh, and what is that? Is it a big, like, what is the process for me to get my house truly in my name to where I wouldn't have to pay property taxes?
This is the long story, but remember, you signed a contract, so
I
don't know how the
contract... You've got 30 seconds to give us the long story.
Anyways, you run down to the county courthouse, you hand them the deed, and you say, I hereby revoke your trusteeship over this property.
And that does it?
You said short, okay?
I was going to say, I don't think they're going to stop sending the bills just because you went down. You know what? If you could post the details on our BBS, it'd be much appreciated because I know people are interested in this, Don. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. I just don't think that just because you go down and say something to the bureaucrats that they're just going to say, okay, we'll stop sending you your bills. More coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly. daily. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web calbinpuresoap.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. On our website, we got live streams. The broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free. And you can get them again at freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. To the phones we go to Liam in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to ask a quick question about small government versus no government.
Well, I have to ask that, actually, Liam.
I suppose it's more directed towards Ian, since he believes in no government.
Okay.
Well, the entire point of the marketplace is that it's not allowed to use force. You know, it's voluntary to buy, it's voluntary to sell.
Sure.
But if there was no government, what would stop the marketplace from using force?
Competition. Because if you have an agency, a business, that has decided they're going to start using force on others, well, there would be other businesses that would, of course, be employed to protect those individuals from that force, so they would find that they would be up against resistance, or just individuals with guns protecting themselves. So therefore, that agency would start losing agents at a rapid clip, because if you come to my house and you tell me that you're going to be robbing me today, I'll be telling, like you said earlier, Mark, well, you can come first through my Mossberg shotgun. Or, you know, you're not going to be robbing me if I have anything to say about it. So therefore, I'll take out a few of their guys, or as many as I possibly can. And so this company will, this forceful, violent company will start losing employees to dead, you know, to bloody, violent deaths. And as a result, they're going to have to raise their rates. You know, if you're trying to advertise for new employees, and the employees that are coming in through the door, the potential employees, are saying, hey, why are you guys hiring today? Well, it's because we lost 10 guys last week in a, you know, some gunfire. Oh, you want me to die for you? Well, I'm going to raise my rates. You're going to have to pay me a lot of money. So therefore, where are they going to get all this money from? I mean, it can't be from robberies, because, again, they're losing their guys while they're trying to rob people. I mean, violence is not going to work in a free society. It just won't. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make a little bit of sense, but I've just been reading about this philosophy called classic liberalism, which has nothing to do with liberalism as we know it today, but
right. It has
basically
to do with
holds that the government... Oh, excuse me?
Yeah, it's another way to say libertarian. I mean, it's one of the other code words for libertarian, classic liberal, also paleoconservative. But go ahead, what
right.
were you saying about it?
It basically says that the government has to have a monopoly on the use of force, because letting the government use force kind of violates the whole concept of free markets being voluntary. So I've just been curious about that, because I'm kind of on the fence right now, because between no government and small government.
Well,
the use of force by the marketplace is kind of what's keeping me on the fence at the moment.
Right. And I'm glad you called in about this, Liam, and thank you for the call. We're going to address it here in a moment. 800-259-9231, because it goes back to what you were saying, Mark, about the reason why, in your opinion, that the police can't be done, the police can't be funded on a voluntary basis, is, as you put it, because there has to be one set of rules for everyone to follow.
Supposedly. I mean, we know that it's very difficult to get the people who actually enforce the rules to follow them themselves, but that's the idea.
Well, right. That was going to be one of my questions is, well, what happens when the people that are supposed to enforce the rules don't have much reference for those very rules themselves? In which case, then you have a corrupt problem with corruption within the police bureaucracy, and you get problems like this. New Orleans, the Second Amendment Foundation, this from Newsmax, is calling upon U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to investigate the New Orleans Police Superintendent Warren Riley over his announcement last week that police in his city would once again confiscate privately owned firearms in the event of another catastrophe or catastrophic storm like Hurricane Katrina. During a live interview with a New Orleans radio station, Riley acknowledged that citizens may, under state law, carry firearms. There's that whole Constitution and Bill of Rights thing as well.
Pesky.
He said, however, that police will confiscate firearms and may arrest people, arguing that, quote, during an exigent circumstance like that, we can't allow people to walk the street carrying guns.
Well, that's when they need them.
Well, yeah, but
guns
here you
are for emergencies.
Now you're trying to argue with the police department that you just one moment ago, Mark, were supporting.
Well, that's the problem.
These are the guys that you're supporting.
Well, you've got me at a big disadvantage. I see.
That's because you're supporting violence and force. Of course, you're at a disadvantage.
Well, you're not. That's the policy. The police are only going to do the policy of what their bid. If the mayor of Louisiana or mayor of New Orleans said that. No, well, we would never disarm our citizens, and the police wouldn't be running around having to do that nonsense. They're they are the foot soldiers, and that guy's in charge. So obviously, they don't enforce the rules on themselves. They don't enforce the rules on the people that are above them, because that guy's in charge, and so they're going to try to enforce what he says. Mm-hmm. What they need to do, and what they did do in New Orleans, they absolutely did do this. So the New Orleans police left. They said, "Oh no, we're not taking guns out of anyone's hands because they'll shoot us." So.
Some of them left.
Yeah, but you didn't see the New Orleans police confiscating weapons.
We just didn't see it. We just happened to see video footage of the California Highway Patrol confiscating weapons.
And
I didn't see the New Orleans police stopping them.
Well, the New Orleans police were gone.
Well, great. Thanks for the protection, jerks. This is what I have the the wonderful opportunity to pay $3,000 for 6 months for?
Do you think
give me a break.
Do you think that your private security company wouldn't have packed up and left, too?
I don't know. But if they did, they would have lost my contract. See, that's the difference, Mark, between voluntary funding and coercive funding.
I get the difference between voluntary funding. I understand what you're saying.
And the real irony of coercive funding is the whole idea behind the police force is to protect you from force or fraud. But they don't protect you from themselves. They won't protect you from the fact that they are going to be the ones that are coming to take your property by force if you don't pay their bill.
You make relevant points.
Thanks. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
I got some sympathy for Mark on this one because
he's a madman, Dave. He's a madman.
The police left. They left. They did, and the ones that left did no harm in most cases, I'm sure. And that's about all you can ask for.
The ones that stayed were looting Walmart.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying we shouldn't be griping about the ones that left because at least they were doing no harm. That's the best you can expect from a government official.
Still, we have to pay for it.
That's true. You know, I wish we could pay the government to do no harm. I mean, think about it. We pay them right now to do enormous amounts of harm.
Mm. So what's on your mind?
Anyway,
today,
I have actually a piece of bad news from New Hampshire.
Oh, no.
A bill has slipped through and become law. I didn't even know it existed until I heard about it today. And this is, I believe, the first bad piece of legislation I know of to become law in New Hampshire for the last year. So.
Okay.
It could be worse, but I thought we were going to get through a whole year without a bad one. And this is a law that's going to allow, it's a state law that removes the state from the whole equation when a town wants to have licensing of things or permits and so forth. Towns are now going to be allowed to do that to some extent, whereas before they were restrained by the state. So a bad bill has gotten through.
Yeah.
Now, so the state then licenses and all that stuff? Is that what you're saying?
I beg your pardon?
Is the state licensing then? Is it the state, you know, the cosmetology board?
I think it's some kind of, it's like a local permit type of thing.
So now localities are allowed to have their own local licensing, is what you're saying?
To some extent, and I don't understand all the implications of the law, but that's the basics.
Well, the obvious solution here, Dave, is to get more liberty-loving Americans to move to the free state and make a stand for liberty, and we can turn the tide back towards freedom. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. You join us on the phones. Whatever you want to talk about goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. On our website, we've got the listener map. Over 1,300 of our listeners from around the world have plotted themselves on it with a little digital push pin. And you can get on it as well by going to map.freetalklive.com or just scroll around and see who might else happen to be listening to the show, maybe in your area or halfway across the world. Map.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about voluntary funding for government agencies. Now, Mark, you would agree with me 100%, right, on the school issue. I mean, that we should essentially, here's what I was thinking for maybe one possible way to actually move from coercive funding, that is property taxes, where you're threatened at gunpoint, to either, you either pay for the schools or we take your property.
Right.
That's the deal there.
Well, you know that when I don't believe that property taxes should be very high at all, and I'm not sure that I think that that's the best way to, that the police should be getting their money. I think that if you're breaking the laws, that police are needed in order to keep you from breaking. Police are needed to stop lawbreakers. People breaking the laws probably should be the ones paying the police salary. And
yeah, that makes sense.
You know, they can do that via restitution and all kinds of things.
Sure, or property owners could voluntarily give the police a stipend to protect their property. But we're not talking about the police now. I want to talk about education.
Okay.
Because according to my property tax bill here, about 50%... if not more,
I'll bet,
of my $6,000 a year that they want from me is going to the schools.
Oh, yeah.
So the same concept applies to the education bureaucracy as does the police bureaucracy. If education is so valuable, and I believe it is, then it should be available on a voluntary basis. So what we could do, maybe, is go to the school board and say, look, you have until possible, I mean, this is in a fantasy where we could elect some pro-liberty people to government, city government, for instance, and say, look, you have until the end of the year. You'll get tax funding as you've been getting it until the end of the year. And then on January 1st, 2007, you will no longer get any tax dollars. Now you figure it out. Just leave it in their hands. I mean, with this sort of sense of urgency, they've got a date, and it's set to a certain point. They know when they're going to run out of the government cheese. It would then become scramble time.
Yeah.
They would then all of a sudden change from useless, listless bureaucrats to people that were actually looking to figure out how to run a business.
Well, maybe. You've got to figure that people sort of... they have an expectation that things will always be the way that they always have been.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start a job, to some extent, you want that job to stay exactly the same as it is the day you started.
That's not true. You want raises. And stuff
you want those things. But the ideas for change that weren't yours
mm-hmm.
are bad.
I see.
At the job. You know, for instance, I've started working at places getting a certain amount of commission.
Are you saying that we...
Then the commission goes down.
Right.
Well, maybe the working conditions got better or whatever. I had an opportunity more accounts or whatever. Whatever it was, the commissions went down. I didn't like that.
Are you saying that the bureaucrats would be angry about this?
I think they could be, in which case they would probably go... they would go work other places.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have the expectation, of course, that things would be the way they started when they went to the new place, and so everything would be fine.
Yeah.
I think that some of them would quit over it. And they're way too heavy in the administration end
sure.
of it all anyway. I mean, if you look at these, there's colleges all across the nation, the ones that give these degrees in accounting and
mm-hmm.
masters and business and all that stuff, the ones that you always see advertised on the television. They don't have that kind of administration over schools, big schools, big school systems all over the country. They don't have that kind of administration. So our school boards are way administration heavy.
That's true. So if we were to turn them over to the marketplace, if we were to simply say, look, you've got till this particular point, and then you're not going to get funding anymore, somebody's going to have to make the decision to probably cut off, I would think, a lot of the administrative staff.
Somebody in administration would decide who gets truncated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like a limb.
It'd be the top guy. I mean, he'd keep his position, obviously, but sure. Then he'd probably kill off all the assistant managers and get rid of their positions.
But he got to the top of his position by being a good politician, not by being a good business person.
Things would change real quick.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
And in fact, some politicians used to be good business people, and then they, for some reason, wanted to get into public service.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just, really, it's just a matter of incentives, Mark. Really, it's a matter of getting these people to respond to the marketplace like every other business has to. And if they can't hack it, then let them die off. Let them go away and let them be replaced by new businesses, by businesses that are willing to respond to the marketplace and are willing to do what consumers are asking for. Because once again, if what you're providing is a valuable service, you should have no problem going to the people and saying, you know, look, hey, we're going to a voluntary funding option here starting on the 1st. We need you to step up here and help us fund this school. And then they shouldn't have any problem whatsoever getting people to fund them on a voluntary basis.
You know, the people using the school as a service would want to fund it. People that are concerned with education, and I think a lot of people are concerned with education. People that want business owners that want educated employees in their workforce,
sure,
they'll be supporting.
But if the school screws up, if the school blows it, if the school isn't performing,
sure,
then their funding might drop, which means for the first time ever in the government school system's history, they would actually have to change and adapt to actually get more funding coming in. They wouldn't be able to sit back and rest on their laurels like they do today, where they know
there are no laurels. Are you kidding me? They have no laurels? They're just bureaucrats.
They're resting on the money coming in from the state. That's what they're resting on. They don't change based on demand today. They don't change because they're failing. They get paid to fail. So
yes,
when they screw up today, they can just say, uh-huh, there's another check coming here in 6 months. We'll be fine. But if it's voluntary funding, then they either change or they die,
right,
like anybody else in
as
business.
A business owner, I can decide whether or not I want to give money to school A or school B.
Right.
I mean, maybe I'm deeply offended by latex and I don't like the idea that school A is putting condoms on cucumbers in their classroom. Then I can choose to do it at school B. Or I could hate school B for not doing it.
Voluntary funding gives us those choices. Let's go to the phones to Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Hello, Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis,
howdy, folks.
Hey there.
So I wanted to share with you just a little story, quick story, sort of showing the political landscape here in New Hampshire concerning the school funding thing.
Yeah.
So the elections in November are coming up, of course, and politicians are starting to figure out who their friends are. And the Merrimack Valley Porcupines, which is a group of us Free Staters that meet monthly here in the center part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we meet monthly, and one of the guys who's running for senator came and met with us. And it's pretty common, people who want to run for office, they do realize that the Free Staters are a voting bloc, and they do come and talk to us sometimes and try and possibly curry some favor.
Okay.
And I'm happy about that as is. I think that's
sure.
pretty cool. They know we're here. They think, oh, geez, we better, you know,
right.
Be nice to these guys. So this guy shows up, and he knows that we're not too happy with some of our current senators who are, you know, going on, and he's trying to tell us his spiel about how he's very libertarian in spin, although he is, in fact, running as a Republican.
Okay.
And of course, we took him to task on, do you know about the Republican Liberty Caucus, and do you know that some of the officials from the Republican Liberty Caucus of New Hampshire are sitting here in the room with you right now, so we pressed him a little bit.
So what did he say? Tell us when we come back. Dennis, hang on. 800-259-9231. Was he just smoozing? Was he blowing hot air? Or is this guy serious? Is he going to make some changes in a more pro-liberty direction? 800-259-9231. Also coming up, the new gun control laws being proposed in New York City. You won't believe it. On the way, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com with over 110,000 posts now on the bulletin board system. About 1,200 people are interacting there.
They breed like bunnies.
Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all. It's all free, by the way. bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones. Back to Dennis in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Dennis, you were telling us that you and some of the other people there in the Free State, some of the other liberty-minded folks, get together and you have meetings once a month. And apparently, from time to time, some political types will come by to attempt to curry some favor in their direction from you guys. And you're saying that one of the current senators or one of the candidates for Senate?
This is a candidate for a senator. He has been in the House a couple of times, and he's looking to move up.
I see. So he came to sort of schmooze with you guys, and he was trying to paint himself as a sort of a semi-pro-liberty character. And what happened?
Actually, he's trying to paint himself as an extremely pro-liberty character.
Really?
Because the guy he's looking to replace is actually pretty pro-liberty himself. He's looking to replace a guy named Letourneau, who I have some disagreements about on some issues, but hey, he did vote to kill the smoking ban and had some pretty powerful words to say on the subject.
Well, that's good. So you're saying this guy's going to have to be pretty, really pro-liberty to get your guys favoring him.
Bingo. And I tell you, there's nothing like being...
Why would he go up against somebody who's so pro-liberty? Why wouldn't he pick another person to go up against? Is it because of where he lives?
It's always possible, given the current landscape, to be a little bit more pro-liberty than whoever's there.
That's true.
And, all of the senators that are in there now that are principally pro-liberty, who are the Republicans, have done some bad things in most of the free thinkers' opinion with respect to real ID.
Mm-hmm.
So all any prospective senator needs to do is say, real ID sucks, and we all go, okay, we're listening.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, as you guys know, there's nothing like being grilled by libertarians.
Okay.
I mean, you get,
even libertarians getting grilled by libertarians is tough.
Oh, yeah. So, and of course, this guy was not running as a libertarian, to the best of my knowledge. He's running as a Republican, but an extremely, you know, small government, Barry Goldwater kind of Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And someone brought up the topic of school funding.
Ah.
And, you know, he had some generally what in most other circumstances would be called very free market kind of things to say in other circumstances, like we ought to increase charter schools, we ought to give more flexibility, we ought to decentralize, we ought to do these decisions way down at the local level. And, of course, that wasn't flying with this crowd.
Mm.
Somebody actually was kind of a new guy. I didn't recognize the face, and yet another new mover, but
mm-hmm.
he kind of point-blanked him with, wait, do you support the socialist idea of taking money from people at gunpoint and giving it to other people
Ooh.
As a wealth redistribution system?
Good question. Boiling it down.
I mean, at that point, he waffled. He's like, you know, I think I really, you know. To his credit, he did say that, you know, he's going to tell us exactly what he feels and, you know, be straight with us, which is very much appreciated. And what he said was, on the school issue, he didn't use the word socialist, but he's for, you know, taking from other people to fund other people's children's school. So,
how unfortunate.
Well, it's a little unfortunate, but it was pretty cool that he was there and that just a group of us is pushing these people who think they're pretty libertarian over the edge.
Right, showing them that they have some room to grow if they really want to get us behind them. And I think it's interesting that we're going to see, you know, maybe perhaps as this movement grows, as more pro-liberty people move into the free state, where we're going to see politicians start to realize that they're going to have to start being more competitive on pro-liberty issues in order to get votes.
And Dennis,
oh, you bet.
Sitting in this room every night as I do and dealing with this crackpot that I have as a co-host, I realize how hard it is to be a small government libertarian when people are in your face asking you all the time about how voluntary or involuntary are your solutions. So the very fact that the politician was forced to say, yes, I'm a socialist and I support using guns and violence to take money from you people.
In other words,
once right. just making him say that, not specifically that, but making him say something close to that is moving him way down the road towards a better solution.
Yeah, what was he thinking when he drove home that night?
I look at this as an education process, not mm-hmm. for us, but for the legislators. What I tend to look at, whether they're Democrat or Republican, what I tend to look at is, yes, what's your stance on things, but really what I want to know in a potential representative for me is, are you educatable?
Yes.
And, you know, if they're willing to listen and they can be educated and they're not too brainwashed to start with.
Right. Are you open-minded?
I'm willing to educate my senators. Yeah.
Are you open-minded? Are you an adherent 100% to a party platform, or do you think for yourself?
Bingo.
Dennis, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the update from you. 800-259-9231. I mean, that's pretty darn exciting,
yeah.
considering that what we're talking about here is this senator, this candidate for Senate, thought that the Free Staters were such an important block that he wanted to go and meet with them, but we're only talking about 400 people across the entire state, and only 140 of them have actually taken the time to move in to the state. So I'm just a drop in the bucket.
And
as
how
far
this
as the voters.
Isn't, and how this is not happening in so many other states,
right.
and how libertarians have no sway whatever inside of the government in their other states.
Yeah, I don't think
and
that...
And to think that the libertarians are sniping at the Free State Project, what are you, dumb? Look at this! Look at this! The politician is coming to them and asking them, please.
I don't think that we could get a politician to come to the Sarasota Libertarian Party meetings, that's for darn sure. 800-259-9231, they would say, who? If we called them up. More on the way. You take control of the airways. Paul in Delaware says he has an exclusive for Free Talk Live. That's coming up. It's your show. Free Talk Live. Take control. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We need your vote. I think we're still at number two. We're the number two podcast in the world, thanks to those of you who have voted for us, the hundreds of you who have. But if you've yet to do it, we still need your vote because it's an all-month-long voting process. The votes are tallied till the end of the month, so we need you now at vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. It's so simple, and it makes such a big difference because us being in the top 10, especially high up like we are now, means that we'll get more new listeners every single day. So, it's critical that you go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's free. You will not be spammed. All you need is an email address. All right, to the phones we go. To Paul in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paul.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good. What's up?
Nothing much, man. First, I'd like to start off by saying, you know, a long time ago when I got into my research, I finally realized, like, I still am trying to get you guys to understand that the world is full of cult members. And as I was listening to a libertarian, I'm sitting here saying to myself, another cult member, just what we need on planet Earth. You still don't understand that these are ways to divide and rule us. There's no difference between the libertarians, the Democrats, or the Republicans. It's not just the Democrats and Republicans. And
difference. What do you mean?
Well, I don't want to go there because you're going to make me eat up a lot of time, and really, you're not going to give me the time to speak. If you really want me to speak,
go where you want to go.
Great. So I'd like to tell you, as I led in with the cult member aspect, I'd like to tell you about a guy named John Rappaport. And he's a major in philosophy, And I really didn't pay attention to what he said because he still believes or thinks there's a paranormal, and he uses philosophy to prove his point. Well, I'd like to say that philosophy is just another religion, but it's a great way to get some questions answered. And if you understand that you don't sign off as a philosopher and you just use philosophy to answer questions, you can learn a lot. But this guy, John Rappaport, he's the only guy I've seen that can teach me something. So if you're listening, John, you need to get in contact with me. But my exclusive is this. I'm coming to GCN Live now. This is where the call is going to get really, follow your hang up. Because I've got a videotape of Joyce Riley seducing Peter Kuwaja.
Who? I mean, you're using names that most people have no idea who you're talking about.
Joyce Riley. Listen carefully. Joyce Riley and Peter Kuwaja. Don't know who he is. He's been on Ted Koppel's ABC News exposing the Gulf War illness. Now, on this tape, he actually exposes over 4 hours that Joyce Riley is nothing but a handler, and he shows, and he proves he's got the audio tapes of her seducing him. Now, if you think this is a joke.
What are you talking about? Now, hold on now, Paul. Wait, first of all, I happen to know who this woman is, but just because I happen to be on the same network as her, she's somebody who has another show on our network, but there's people listening around the country that have absolutely no clue who you're talking about.
Okay,
what's the relevance of this to the average American?
Well, the relevance is this. I've got the videotape. I could play it for you right now. George probably seducing, but
so she's a horny girl. So what?
No, buddy. The whole thing of it is she seduced him, but he goes over 4 hours of proving. And this thing about the Regal Report, the so-called shows that Saddam Hussein was behind the Gulf War illness. Come on, why are people not been prosecuted for the Gulf War? But the bottom line is, awakenfree@yahoo.com. That's me.
Now he's giving you an
email. But better yet, go to awakenfree@yourbbs.
Okay, and you'll expose whoever she is, that chick, that nobody really knows who she is, because it means something to someone out there. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I'm going to go shoot myself. Hour 3 is coming up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.